N8WRO. Yeah, that would be the way to do it, especially with a family. But I did do some research on the instant tanks, and I think natural gas is the way to go. I'm pretty sure you have it up there, or maybe even propane. But boy, I tell you, if you go electric, you really got to have some power for that. It's amazing how much juice you need to run one of those instant tanks. And the other thing I was going to say is, Donald, you don't got to worry about it where you're at. And Dakota, I think your place is new. But I'm at an older place here, and I still have some galvanized pipes. And we've done a lot of improvements, but one thing I haven't done is those pipes are still the same thing coming up from the water tank all the way up to the upstairs master bath. And that's, I got to get that done because, you know, one of these days we could have a big problem with that. Over to Sean if he's available, N8WRO.
Yep, I'm back, got my coffee heading in, making the final approach here. Tim, when it comes back around, so I've got about half galvanized, half I've swapped out the copper. I could probably get mine knocked out and switched over pretty easy, but tell me what the dangers are, aside from it cruds up inside. Tell me the dangers, something else to worry about. Anyhow, when it comes back around, Donald?